the devil's advocates. Because freedom.
Hey, man, is that Freedom Rock?
Yeah, man.
Well, turn it up, man.
Welcome back one more time. The Devil's Advocates, Pat Kreitlow in for Mike Crute. And let's go right to the phones this time with Paul on the Beltline on the line. Paul, hi.
Hey, Pat. Hey, you were talking about brandy and that you went to the bourbon. I always drank the Korbel and I always had a bad taste with it. And we came upon Driftless Glen. It's made in Baraboo, Wisconsin. It is a brandy you would love. It's smooth and it's really good.
All right. Well, I appreciate that, Paul. I had no idea I was going to dovetail into booze ads. But, you know, again, there's no rules anymore. So we're just going to do that. So I appreciate the heads up on that. I will admit to a bit of a prejudice. I don't know. Maybe I'm just a snob. But again, you know, something like Knob Creek has been aged for 9 years, says it right there on the bottle. And a lot of stuff, you know, that when there'll be these local distilleries, and I don't just mean local Wisconsin, local anywhere. There's a big difference between something that's been aged 9 years and something that's been aged for 9 days. Let's just put it that way. So I would love to go to more local distilleries of places that have been open for quite a while and have let these baby barrels, you know, sit around and you know, matriculate or whatever made up word you want to use. Let's just say age, because some of us age gracefully and some of us are going to taste rough no matter how old we get to be. But I do appreciate that as we head into the weekend here. And we look for whatever our favorite beverage might be. I've been trying throughout the day because I've taken a couple of hours off work from my day job at Up North News to try to not get in trouble with my bosses there and to, you know, plug the product wherever possible, especially since we now bring Up North News updates daily to this fine radio station at 5:30 in the evenings, 7:30 in the mornings. I know they're dropped in a few other times as well. And again, I really want to express my appreciation to Crudy for letting us do that. And it gives us a chance to promote some of the stories that we're working on any given day. But also a visit like this lets me talk about some that we've done in the recent past that I would like to steer you to if you were to go over to UpNorthNewsWI.com and look them up. Part of the nice thing of having a national team, and Up North News is part of a national network called Courier Newsroom with 8 different state-based outlets, is that we have people who are video editors, we have graphic designers, we have social media managers, experts. And I loved how one of our graphic designers a couple weeks back made Governor Tony Evers into a hockey goalie. And we know that it worked because we heard from people on the Evers team, people that, you know, we don't normally talk to, trying to kind of, you know, have some separation there, but they loved us. They loved the Evers as hockey goalie because essentially his veto pen is a great big oversized hockey stick. He's now vetoed, it was at least 98 bills. Maybe there were more while I was down in Texas last week. I couldn't even tell you, but we decided to list all the many ways that life is different in Wisconsin because of that veto pen and how that's going to change next year if Governor Evers loses to either Rebecca Clefish or Timothy Ramthan or Kevin Nicholson or Tim Michaels. Although I don't know if Tim Michaels wins, will he actually use the governor's mansion or will he fly in from Connecticut from the mansion out there? I don't know how that works.
If he does come in, he's going to, he must have gone to the Dells because he's going to turn the governor's mansion upside down. You see, so it'll be like the upside down house in the Dells. But I guess that's the only place he's been in Wisconsin because, again, like you said, he lives in Connecticut.
He's been away for a while. I mean, look, I was up front and told you I spent 3 years living in the Caribbean. I feel if you spent 9 years or so living in Connecticut, New York City, near Park Avenue, you just go ahead and say so, you know, and say it. So anyway, I wanted to steer you toward the ways that Wisconsin has been different because of the veto pen. And frankly, these are all bills that were vetoed this year, but they're going to go through next year, depending on how things turn out this fall. Tom from Madison joins us on the phone now. Hello, Tom.
Hey, speaking of the governor's race, I don't know if you've been on the Rebecca Clayfish Facebook page recently, but she's got a post up there talking about Tony Evers getting together with other governors to demand a 9-month abortion on request. And then she publishes a she puts a link down to a piece from WKOW, which doesn't say any of that. So basically, it's like just, you know, putting down a hyperbolic headline and then backing it up with something that says something completely different. So I'd call WKOW and talk to their newsroom, and they might actually get involved in that. We'll see.
I would hope that they do, because again, you know, if you don't defend your product, if anybody can do anything with it, then, you know, you've lost all quality control over it, Tom. So I appreciate the heads up on what is happening here with, I mean, look, the people who are telling you the most that something is fake news are usually the ones who are faking it the most. And that includes putting up press clippings that do not say what they purport to say. And, you know, as has been talked about plenty of times, you know, as we wrap up a very busy week because of the Roe versus Wade, reported decision, as we wrap this up, we need to come back to certain truths. And, you know, those include that, you know, abortion on demand is not something that involves a woman who's 8.5 months in and says, you know, I just don't feel like this anymore. Let's kill this baby. That is not how it works. And I don't know why we have to wait for one degree of separation before people on one side of an issue finally see the light. I always think of, say, gay marriage. Same-sex marriage only got supported by Republicans when a son or a daughter, you know, came out of the closet or something like that. And do they always have to have that one degree of separation before they understand the heartbreak, the pain, the angst that a woman or a couple goes through finding out that, you know, the baby they had hoped to have will not be viable outside the womb and will suffer tremendously? Or it's an ectopic pregnancy where, you know, she will not survive. There's actually a candidate or a politician someplace who said just yesterday, well, if we have to choose, you know, you got to choose the baby, even if the ectopic pregnancy, you know, kills the mom. It's that kind of ghoulish behavior that has been put on display this week. And while it has really torn at us to see some folks who are that insensitive or that clueless, I believe they have done us a favor. For the angst, for the worry, we know who they are now. And it's when you know who people are that you can make the best informed decisions. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Thanks again, crew. Thanks, Brian. It's been great to be here. Have a great weekend.
It's like I took the wrong week to quit drinking.
Bye, bye, boys.
Have fun storming the castle.
No, thanks. We gave it the office.